Imagine the three remaining set pieces of ancient Lunasa as brothers for a second. In the Lammas Fair, we have the eldest son at play. A dependable and respectable event where the most precarious occurrence is a tooth coming undone from a tricky piece of yellow man. In Reek Sunday, we have the second son who missed out on the farm, but will do nicely in the seminary. Eminently sensible, but inordinately dull, the trail he sets does not blaze, but rather blister. Whereas the largely defunct Heatherbury Sunday sounded like great fun, walking up a steep mountain, barefoot in solemn contemplation, with a load of shifting shale waiting for my descent, is a no-no to this heathen. Now, let's look at the wayward black sheep of the family, or should we say the irreverent mountain goat even. Puck Fair has the advantage of being such an ancient festival that its provenance and bona fides dare not be questioned. Had it tried to start up these days, it would be condemned and crushed by everyone from the Health and Safety Authority to the Gardaí, the Legion of Mary, the Ancient Order of Hibernia, the Pioneers and the ICAA, a la the 1980 Leopardstown non-gigs by the Boomtown Rats. If the Pogues' classic 1985 album Rum, Sodomy and the Lash were a place and a time, it would be Killorglin in County Kerry for the Puck Fair. A raucous, chaotic, cacophonous 3 days and nights of partying with some commerce thrown in for good measure. The gathering day, fair day and scattering day are still operating on the pre-1752 Julian calendar, meaning they sit on the 10th, 11th and 12th of August, after the Quergunk that shifted the 11 days to comply with Pope Gregory's edict. Its only concession to modernity being an end to the all-night drinking licences, which are no longer granted. The Royal Charter from King James I in 1603 means little to the fair dwellers, for they have their king, a wild mountain goat whose untamely and hardy nature reflect that of the fair itself. The festooned goat, or Puck, is crowned King Puck by the young fair queen on the main fair day before being hoisted 20 feet above in his regal cage to survey the scene. As J.M. Singh noted, he is kept in position with a few cabbages to feed on for 3 days, so that he may preside over the pig fair, the horse fair, and the day of winding up. Pamplona can have its charging bulls. We've got a grazing goat who's a damn sight more welcoming. An American writer, Muriel Rukeyser, once wrote a book about her experience at the fair in the 1960s. Its title, The Orgy, being a strong giveaway for what lies between its pages. She'd been told to avoid it, but like wet paint signs, it ensured her arrival. Back then, the Irish Tourist Board were happy to promote its coarse charms, but these days are long since gone. This bad boy does not fit the bill for the sleek ad campaigns of today. Ethna Macy's summation captures it all nicely. The clink of coins, hare and horse and bull, the roar of beasts, dogs barking. All the sounds and smells and sight as old as time.